Yes, hi, and welcome back. This Week in Waukesha. And thank you, Sly and the Family Stone, along with Mungo Jerry. They're helping us really push that summer momentum that we so desperately need after some dismal weeks. The last time we had the show, though, we had this beautiful sunny day. We probably should have had the show outside. We had Waukesha South Athletic Director Dan Schreier, who is a friend and an admirer of yours, and says you guys have a great relationship with the schools. And
we really do.
Putting the programs together, so.
I would echo that.
Sounds great.
Great AD.
Yeah, terrific. So we were talking about some job openings. We covered all that, right? Or is there any more you want to add to that?
Just to mention that if you're in need of a job, we're looking for lifeguards. We're looking for recreation coordinators out at our athletic complexes. We're looking for youth development leaders, like I had mentioned the playground program earlier. We're looking for maintenance workers. We're looking for concession workers. So we have really something for everyone and flexible positions. So,
and I have to tell you, Parks, Rec, and Forestry is a great department to work for. I'm sure all the departments are great in Waukesha, but you know, we had Mike Talaska on the show, the forestry supervisor, a few weeks back. Mike's been with Parks for 33 years. His predecessor, Dave Lautenberg, was there a good 30 plus, somewhere in there. How long have you been with Parks and Rec now, Mary?
17 years.
17 years. And also, too, one thing Mary has in common with South Athletic Director Dan Schreier, and I hope Kevin Kitzelar is listening, and the school board, and Ron, if you're listening, that both Mary and Dan do not have LinkedIn profiles. And they say, you know, it's the best time to find a job is when you have one. So why not have a LinkedIn profile? But these two love where they work so much for this city. They're not going anywhere.
Correct.
So
I do love this community. And I do have to mention about Arbor Day, because you mentioned Mike Talaska. We celebrated 150 years yesterday. It was Arbor Day, sesquicentennial event.
Oh, neat. That's terrific. Yeah, and you know, we are Tree City USA.
We certainly are.
And I remember Ron gave me a little pamphlet I have to go through, but there's an actual tree walk that everyone should participate in.
There is, over at EB Shirts. And there is a QR code, and you can go to our website and take advantage of that opportunity.
Sounds great. So we will have to do that. So now, where are my notes? Oh, yes. We also have... We have a lot of those things we mentioned of an exercise nature or a sporting nature, but there's also that just fun and musical and entertainment nature. All these different special events going on. Let's start with Buckner Fest.
Great. Yeah, it's so important for our community to gather and have opportunities to do that. And Buckner Fest is certainly one of our oldest events. It started in 1923, wow. So J.P. Buckner, when he deeded the property to the city, he designated that the second Saturday in June would always offer a children's festival, and we've continued that tradition to this day. And we team up with the library and provide wonderful children's activities at the park. Fantastic. And you can do those activities and then enjoy the pool later on in the day.
Love it, love it. So, and then there's our wonderful, very well-attended Tribute Tuesday series, all at Cutler Park, correct?
Correct. Those are offered the second Tuesday of the month, and we have a lot of great tribute bands this year. We have Fleetwood Mac, Bon Jovi, Bruno Mars, and, of course, Brooks and Dunn.
Sounds great. And then you also mentioned, too, I know it's not part of the Tribute Tuesdays, but you mentioned the Civic Orchestra is doing a Beatles night. Is that correct?
They are doing a Beatles night.
When is that? Connor, mark your calendar.
They have different features, and I would have... Now I'm going to have to look back at the activity guide to see what exact night that is, but they feature different genres of music.
That's right. And there's America the Beautiful, Something Old, Something New, A Little Animation... And I love this. What you call your favorite bit of England featuring Beatles songs?
Yes, I love the Beatles.
Same here. Yep. Me too. So, yeah, well, that's another show, Mary. We'll have to come back and just talk about our love for the Beatles.
I agree.
Sounds great. So, but going back to Tribute Tuesdays and the live music too, I forgot where I'd heard this, and it may have been someone at Parks, but now that we have the turf at Frame Park, could that eventually be a venue for live music, you know, for a concert or a like a festival?
It certainly could.
Okay.
We have a lot of great spaces. We have the amphitheater down in Frame Park, and that's where we offer Oktoberfest. But of course, we have the wonderful Les Paul Performance Center too.
At Cutler Park.
At Cutler Park. So we have a lot of great venues within the city.
Sure. Yeah, because it is a beautiful little amphitheater, and I'd love to see it get more use. I can't stop talking about, it was a year ago when your team, your department, I should say, put on the moving Vietnam Veterans
the
Wall.
The moving wall.
On Memorial Day weekend last year. And that amphitheater was utilized a lot where Mayor Riley and on different nights, different mayors from different cities and vets from those communities would come and they would be honored. And I always thought that that was such a wonderful use of that especially like in the other nights we did. The first night was Waukesha and it was like pouring rain. It was such unfortunate weather. But the next few nights, it was twilight and it was dark and the lighting and the amphitheater and the way that that all worked and the volunteer activity. I got to volunteer for it and it really was one of the great, one of my favorite moments since I've lived in Waukesha.
We so appreciate our vets, and we have Operation Honor that we always celebrate in November. And of course, we have the Memorial Day Parade coming up as well, and the Allied Vets. So we'll be providing that opportunity. So
sounds great. I can't wait. And then Monday night at the movies.
You can go to the park and see an outdoor movie. Lots of great features.
And also Cutler, right?
That's also at Cutler, and there'll be some activities prior to the movies for families to enjoy. So it's a nice way, again, to gather, get into the movie, get into the spirit. For Frozen, of course, the Disney princesses will be out in the park, and you can have your picture taken with them and meet and greet. And so you definitely need to check that out in the activity guide.
That sounds great. Yes. And
Tom and Jerry, that's a throwback movie.
Yeah, how about that? So it's not too far away to start making our plans for 4th of July Independence Day, which is on a Monday this year. This is new. I think there's a neighborhood beer garden at 4 o'clock that day. Is that correct?
There is a neighborhood beer garden. So this year the fireworks are moving. The fireworks will be at Lowell Park.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we've been at the expo, but there were some challenges out there with safety. And I'm sure many of you have read about that in the paper, but there were just some challenges with more rescue planes going in, more hangars out at the expo. There just became some safety challenges. And many years ago, we used to offer fireworks at Lowell. So it's kind of a throwback there as well.
Sounds great. Okay, yeah, that'll be neat. And I like the idea of the beer garden because I know there's always between the parade and the fireworks, everyone's been kind of left for their own devices, and that's fine. But I think it's nice, too, when the city can organize something that's fun and gives people another option to come together as a community and what better way in Wisconsin than a beer garden?
I agree, and there'll be music, there'll be opportunities to celebrate out at the park. So I think it'll draw people out a little sooner. So we're looking forward to that opportunity.
Sounds terrific. Sounds great. How are we doing on time, gentlemen? About 30 seconds? Did I get that right? 2 minutes. Okay. Sorry about that, everybody. So still getting my sea legs here on the timing. But so, Mary, you mentioned something earlier about what I really love to hear was with the tennis for the young kids, that tennis rackets are provided to them so that everybody has a shot. And that's been kind of one of my missions. And I'm working on starting a neighborhood association is trying to make youth sports, especially baseball, affordable for our children and for a lot of lower income poor and working families. And just wanted to, I guess kind of talk about that. Are there any other type of things, vehicles in place where we can help continue to improve that situation?
So we do offer our financial assistance program, and some programs we provide free of charge because we know some people won't fill out the application or are too proud.
Sure.
So we have opportunities that people can just show up and participate, and then we have opportunities for all of our opportunities. Financial assistance is available.
Okay, that's great, and I think that's wonderful, and I hope people do take advantage of that. So for the kids. So, hey, this is 11 Spoonful telling us it's time for a break and to get ready for some hot fun summer in the city of Waukesha. Don't go away. Mary Berg has so much more to tell us. Recreation Services Manager, stick around. This Week in Waukesha continues. Find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.